Negarim Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel. Or HaBasar, the skin on which Nega showed up, one of these blemishes showed up, but without the signs that would make it Mukhlat confirmed, doesn't have the two white hairs, it doesn't have the Michio in the center, Mitame Bishnei Shavuos, is rendered Tame for 2 weeks of being Musgir, of being quarantined, because the Torah says specifically, if the Baharas is white in the Ba'or Basaro, in the skin of his flesh, it's not deeper, and the hair hasn't turned white, and you don't see all of the Simonim, then the Nega will be closed up by the Kohen for 7 days, meaning he'll be quarantined, and the Kohen will look at him on the 7th day, and if the Nega is stable and has not spread, then he will quarantine him for 7 more days. So we see that there's a 14-day period. Ubishlosha Simonim, and a skin nega will be confirmed by any of 3 different signs, 3 different symptoms, which are b'sayar lavan, as we've said before, 2 white hairs appear in the nega, a michya uva michya, where there is a ka'adasha of normal skin, healthy skin in the center of the nega, ubipisyon, or spreading, and these are things that we've discussed earlier in the Masechta. B'sayar lavan uva michya batchila. When it comes to the white hair simen, or the 2 white hairs, or the michya simen, and the skin nega is confirmed when whether the simonim show up at the beginning, when first brought to the kayin on the very first day, or ubisof shavua rishon, or at the end of the first 7 days of quarantine, ubisof shavua sheni, or at the end of the 2nd week of quarantine, or even l'achar apatur, after the kohen pronounced him tar and sent him home. If those simonim show up, then at any of these times, beginning, first quarantine, second quarantine, afterwards, it's immediately called tame. Ubepisyon, however, when it comes to the spreading process of a skin nega, then that would only be confirmed muchlot besof shavua rishon, at the end of the 1st week, ubesof shavua sheni, or at the end of the 2nd week, or la'achar apatur, or after he was found to be tahar by the Kohen. What this means is that when it comes to the pisyon, the spreading process, that will not at the beginning be enough of a reason to make him a confirmed Metzora. First, he has to go through 1 or 2 weeks of quarantine, or all of the weeks of quarantine, and then being found potter. And nevertheless, then he would be found to be a Metzora. And this comes directly from the psukim in Vayikra. Umitame bishnei shavuos, and it is made tame for 2 weeks of quarantine, but these are shehen shlosha asar yom, only 13 days. Since the last day of the first period of Hezger, the first quarantine, is also the first day of the second period of Hezger, because as we said earlier in Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet, miktsas hayom kikulo, as a result, if you tally up the 24-hour periods, it's not actually 14 days, it's only 13 days, because day 7 is also day 8. It counts for both. Mishnah Dalet, hashchin, a boil, v'hamichva, and a burn. And we have mentioned before that there are times when on a boil on a person's skin or a burn on a person's skin, a negat sora'as can appear. So these are mitamen b'shavua echad. They are become questionably tame for only 1 week. Unlike the Ar HaBasar that we saw in the previous Mishnah, these do not have the full 2 week period. They only have a 1 week period. Ubishnei simonim, and the confirmation of these negayim are only by 2 different symptoms, 2 simonim, which are b'sayar lavan, the 2 white hairs, ubepisyon, and the spreading. But the michya does not apply for being on top of a boil or a burn. B'sayar lavan, when it comes to the white hairs, and this is following the same formula as the previous Mishnah, batchila, if the 2 white hairs are seen at the very beginning, outset by the kohen, he can confirm immediately. B'sof shavua, at the end of the 7 days of quarantine, if the kohen sees the 2 hairs, he can declare him tameh. Or la'achar apatur, even after he dismissed him and sent him home, if 2 white hairs appear coming out of this nega that is on a boil or a burn, then he is found to be tameh. Ubepisyon, with the spreading symptom of the nega, b'sof shavua la'achar apatur, this again, pisyon does not apply batchila at the outset, you have to first set a benchmark and then note if there is spreading. So it only applies at the end of the week of quarantine or la'achar apatur, after the guy was sent home, and then they bring him back with a spreading nega. Umitamin b'shavua echad shehu shivas yomim. And, again, the very last sentence, like the previous Mishnah, we define what we mean. They are made tameh for 1 week of quarantine, which is 7 days, although the last day mixes a yom kikulo, but it is still the seventh day. Unlike the previous Mishnah, we were talking about 2 weeks with an overlap, which came out to 13. Here, it's 7 days. That is the period of quarantine.